In some parts of the country, storefronts have popped up with catchy names like Dinner My Way. Their meal assembly kitchens aim mostly at busy parents who want a week's worth of quick, less costly meals. Allowing customers to stop by and assemble a week's worth of meals has been quite a hit, so much so that these mom and pop operations are getting new competition from big grocery chains. Matt Sepik of member station KWMU reports from St. Louis.
The idea is pretty simple. You pay $150 or so for a big pile of chopped ingredients. Then you spend a few hours in a restaurant-style kitchen putting together a week's worth of ready-to-cook meals you take home and stick in the freezer. Paige Olliger first heard about meal assembly 4 years ago when she and a few friends gathered at home for their own marathon cooking sessions. They soon became business partners and started Time for Dinner, a storefront kitchen in a busy suburban St. Louis strip mall. That they're still thriving in this economy is a testament to hard work and a good location. Olliger also says as an independent business, it's easier to build loyalty.
If you build a relationship with your customer base, then you're set. Our customers come in and say, oh, I really want to have the artisan chicken again. And so we can put that on our menu, so we can respond pretty quickly.
Olliger says she's seen at least 9 local competitors come and go since she began, but now she has new competition with deep pockets and a much bigger pantry. The Midwestern grocery chain Schnucks has installed food assembly kitchens at 2 of its stores here. They look like the sets on cable TV cooking shows, warmly lit and inviting with long stainless steel prep tables. Leslie Sebo is here making barbecue shrimp and 2 other dishes she'll take home and freeze. She says doing this is cheaper than takeout and healthier than a salty pre-packaged microwave dinner.
I always wondered, do I hate to cook because I can't cook, or I can't cook because I hate to cook? But now I'm figuring out it's really actually a lot of fun, and cooking's not so bad. I'm getting better at it already.
Schnucks is hoping for more customers like Sebo, though marketing executive Randy Weedle says for this chain, meal assembly is still an experiment.
We go in with our eyes open. We've done research. We have statistics. We have all of that stuff. But we temper our rollout of these things to be sure that we're on to a good business concept.
Schnucks is not the first grocery chain to embrace meal assembly. In the South, Piggly Wiggly and Publix jumped in last year. But even though the idea has been around for almost a decade, overall growth has hit a plateau. And a trade group says many of the nation's storefront kitchens have scrapped do-it-yourself cooking altogether. Figures from the Easy Meal Prep Association show about half are going with a tried-and-true product that began in supermarkets, oven-ready packaged meals assembled by employees, not customers. The small businesses say they offer more customization than the big boys, as in easy on the onions in that chicken cacciatore. But with today's high food prices, grocery consultant David Livingston says big supermarkets may just discover a new profit center with do-it-yourself prepared meals.
Normally, like your meat department, you should get about a 30 to 40% gross margin, and then at prepared foods, we're probably looking between 50 and 80%.
While grocery stores could see some success with the concept, Livingston says meal assembly will likely remain a niche business, popular with health and budget-conscious people who don't mind spending a little time in a corporate kitchen for a home-cooked meal. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.